Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is has been a member of our Brain Trust now for 19 years. How about that, folks? We've known him a long time. Former senior partner with Tatum for many, many years he was there. And he has been he's been a major participant in the marketplace for many decades, at least a couple of generations. And for a long time, he reported on the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions here on the show. I still miss that report. And he's our good friend. Sam, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. What a great pleasure to be back. It's been about 4 years, and so
I know.
In the interim, a lot has been happening.
We have missed you, Sam. We've missed your wisdom. But you know, in times like this, Sam, in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic, unprecedented in anyone's lifetime, and that word is not hyperbole in any stretch of the imagination. I've seen a lot of stuff, a lot of recessions, at least one financial collapse, one terrorist attack, and a whole bunch of other stuff, Sam, three wars. And this, I've never seen anything like the way, not just the disease, but the way we responded to the disease. We need to separate those two, don't we? The disease is one thing. That's something we have to deal with the risk of that. But the response to it, that is also unprecedented. What do you think?
Totally unprecedented, and you're right. One is a health issue. The other is economics, finance, and business conditions, and it affects us all and small businesses far more than others. My heart goes out for people who have built their business over the years, over the decades, and suddenly have to shut down or are struggling for survival. It breaks my heart to see this, and it must be just awful for those who have to experience it.
Well, and this is something. And the thing is, I mean, it's not only unprecedented in what we're dealing with, but with the velocity of this. I mean, you and I both know, 10 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, the economy was unprecedented. It was growing. You know, the unemployment was the highest in maybe in our history of measuring. The employment, I should say. And unemployment was the lowest in history. And the stock market was at record levels. And we were washing the cash. And then in a matter of less than 2 months, it all turned around. This is a shock to the system. Well, it's not just the reality of what's happening, but it's also a shock to the system. We have to deal with both of those, don't we? Not just the real things we can hold, but the shock.
The shock will be long-term in its effects, both in terms of the snapback. It won't be turning on a light. It'll be slow, and we need to talk about what the comeback is going to be, but also the depths of this thing. Over 22 million people have reported first claims. That's beyond
unemployment.
That's almost like the total population of the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. And by Thursday, we'll get another report, probably another, say, 25 million in 5 weeks is unbelievable. Now, let's think about the gross domestic product. This is how we measure economic activity. Typically, in a recession, we go, oh, gosh, it's down 5%. The economic activity in real sense is down 5%. Oh, really, 6%. This time, when the measures come out for the second quarter, which is where we are right now, mm-hmm. April to June, the predictions are, and these comes from the biggest of the banks and the economic forecasters, are saying 30 to 40% annual rate of decline. This has not happened
ever.
Not even in the Great Depression.
No.
Ever. All right, and think about this. Then they say, oh, but in the third quarter, we'll have something of a comeback, maybe a 15% rate of increase. Well, think about this. If, just to use an illustration, if you have a 50% decline, you need to have 100%
to
recovery
back.
Before you get back to
just
where
to
you were.
Back. Which right, will, so, it could take us, go finish up, Sam. Quick break. Go ahead.
Well, all right, so if we have a 30 to 40% decline rate in the second quarter and the third quarter comes back 30%, we are still in effective recession.
We're
only
still
halfway
in,
back.
We're still in a hole. We're going to get Sam to help us climb out of this hole as we look forward, as we focus forward, folks. That's kind of my theme as we move into the tomorrow and next week and the month after. How do we focus forward? Because we're going to survive this. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.